Mishnah Beitza Bava Metzia. The first part is really the same principle as the first Mishnah. It says Hayu Shneim Rochven Al Gavi Behema. Two guys are riding on the back of a single animal. Oh Shahaya Echad Rochev. One guy's riding. Ve'echad Manig, and one guy's leading with the reins. Now remember, to be a muchzik, if you have a talis in your hands, you're the muchzik in it. But when it comes to an animal, the muchzik, the person who shows it's his. This is the same way you make a kinyan, is by getting it to, if it's a big animal, you can do mashicha, you can make a move, which really just means making one yad, let's call it a front leg, and one regal, one back leg, off the ground. Actually, it means actually move forward. That's enough. You have to move a little bit. So, both guys are demonstrating that they're muchzik in it. It's my animal. At the same time, they're both on the back of it, they're both, one's holding, and one's on the back of it. So, and they're both claiming it's all theirs. Zeomer Kulashli, this guy says, you know, I was in the desert and I found this Mustang and it's mine. Another guy says, Zeomer Kulashli, no, I found it first and it's mine. I took possession of it. So then what do? The same as before. Zei Yishavash Ein Lo B'Pachas Mechetzia. Mr. A says, I swear I have no less than half of it. Zei Yishavash Ein Lo B'Pachas Mechetzia. Mr. B says, I swear I have no less than half of it. V'yachloko, and they divide it 50-50. No grand chidushim here. One thing you see for sure is that the chalukah, the dividing in half, is not with the sword. Obviously, because cutting an animal in half, you know, it's like Solomon's, you know, that's not the way you're going to get anything out of that. So, the same would be true by the talus also. If the talus, in those days, you see the raw materials that we saw in the Bavakam a second ago, raw materials were worth a lot. People look at them as like, you know, just fabric, and they wrapped it around, so maybe half is worth, you know, a gold bar. If it's a gold bar, so cut it in half, what's the difference? It's half ounce is the same as a whole ounce of gold. But when it comes to something of value where the whole is worth more than the parts, we're not going to cut it in half, we'll sell it and just divide the proceeds. Okay, now, the Mishnah continues on with something that's referring to the previous Mishnah and to this one, the principles which are, Bizman Shehem Modim, if they both agree that we picked it up together, O Shehen Shel O Sheyeshlin Edim, or their witnesses who are testifying, what they're testifying on is a slight machlokas. Either their point is, like the Meiri says, that the Pshat is that they Adam say they picked it up together. The Rashash says, no. He says each one has Adam saying it's all his. But in either case, the point is once you have Adam in the picture, so then Cholkin below Shvuah, now we're not bringing Shvuahs in. The Adam obviate the need to have a Shvuah. When it comes to the previous case of the modem that they're admitting, so you think, well, if I admit it's yours and you admit it's mine, so like, what's this case being based in? Right? What's the story? We're admitting it's 50-50. The answer is like this, that there's a new din at play here. We said, to be Kona the Chayfetz, you want to, you found a talis, you want to quiet, you have to do a hagbayah to lift it up. Lifting it up means off the ground fully. Wow. So that's how you make the kinyan. The problem is, if I'm doing a unilateral hagbayah and you're doing one also, so really, if I pick the talis and half sits on the ground and half is in my hands, it's not hagbayah, it has to come off the ground. But really, you, with respect to me, are just like the ground. Sitting in your hands is might as well be sitting on a rock. And me, with respect to you, I'm also just like, might as well sit on a rock. You didn't lift it up, and I didn't lift it up. So the point is, since we're both holding half, but neither one's lifting up the whole, so then a third person could say, good, neither of you have done your kinyan yet, and he snatches it from the middle and takes it for himself. So that's not going to wash. The point is, and this is the new principle behind the scenes here, which is, ha-magbiyah le-chavero, if a person lifts up for his friend, he's zacha le-chavero, he can acquire it on his friend's behalf. So I can pick up half, you can pick up half. That's sufficient kinyan for us to acquire it in partnership. You don't say, no one picked it up yet, and the third guy can snatch it from the middle. Okay. Now,